Hey, everybody. This is episode 264 of In the Word Podcast. I'm bringing the intro music up a little bit. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey.
Okay, so we're looking forward to this 264th episode. We're talking about in your name. We're talking about in the name of Jesus. And these so-called disciples in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, we're using his name quite loosely, it seems like. They said, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. And we did many mighty works in your name. What does it mean, in your opinion, when someone says, I did this in the name of the Lord. I did this in Jesus' name. What do you think they're actually stating or what are they saying?
It could be tough, I think, to come up with, solid meaning of it. And that, other than that, for me, over the years, once I kind of learned it a little bit, it was like doing things in his name meant to me things that he approved of, things that he chose for us, to do in our lives. And so that's the only way we can really judge whether we pleased him or not, right?
Right.
If what we have accomplished did what he said it should accomplish, and that's, win souls, draw people unto him. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you, in my opinion, I think you're 100% right. I think when we say we're doing things in his name, I think that we're not only doing things in his name or with his approval, but we're also doing it with his authority.
Yeah.
And that means that he's taking part of it, that he is authorizing it, that he is empowering us to do those things.
Right.
And so yeah, I think when we talk about doing things in his name, people, I shudder sometimes when I hear people say boldly and unequivocally that the Lord told me to do this, or the Lord told me to do that, or the Lord told me to go here. Okay. I mean, I'm not denying that the Lord didn't tell you, but basically whenever you incorporate the Lord told me, or I did this because God spoke to me.
Yeah.
You're leaving no room for anyone to challenge
your
question.
Who's going to challenge you if you say told you or God showed you or, whatever. One of our pastors did that, and you spoke of him not too long ago. And that church, we ended up leaving. Everybody, people left and went to another church or whatever. And what he had said God was going to do still hadn't happened. He was gone and to be with the Lord, and it still hadn't happened. So I think we need to be really careful, like you always teach, be really careful about saying that God told me. I always feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Not that God won't tell you,
right,
but I don't know how to, you got to make that in a way where you're sure, you're positive that
it
came from the Lord. Let me ask you a question, though.
Sure.
I said, God's will for each one. All of us have a will that has a purpose for us to do. All of us have something that we need to accomplish, in this lifetime for the Lord. I was going to ask you, okay, we all have, a mission, but could each one of our missions be different? Could it be different for different people? Like, the ultimate goal is to win everyone to Christ, right? The ultimate goal is that we, whatever our mission is, it's
at least
to draw people unto the Lord, right?
I'll say maybe not the ultimate goal to win, but certainly to tell them.
To tell them, yeah.
Yeah, because Matt, I'm basing that, but don't lose your thought. I'm basing it, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, just that the Lord will put in us, I guess, or open up to us what he would have us to do with our lives. And as we go with living, what he had put in us. That's probably why people say God told me some, they come up with, because they feel so strongly inside,
right,
that they cannot imagine that it wasn't from God. So my thing is, okay, we all have different, things that we do for Christ in our lifetime, but the end result should always be well, as you said, not necessarily that everyone's saved, but that they all have had opportunity to be saved, right?
Right, right. And yes, at least a presentation. I mean, Jesus' final decree to the disciples as he was ascending to the Father following his resurrection and then his 40-day post-resurrection ministry, mm-hmm. is found in Matthew 28:19, where he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. So the word all is basically associated with the nations. I don't know that every individual, obviously every individual will not be saved.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But every individual will be, should hear the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, we should do our best to make sure that every individual hears the gospel and that every individual has an opportunity to be saved.
Right. And that scripture we talked about a while back about, even if you don't hear a person, hear it verbally, creation
Romans
speaks
1.
Of him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Romans 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
We will have no excuse. And I think there's a scripture that says that. We will have
Says it in Romans 1.
Okay.
Absolutely. That we have no excuse, that we are without excuse. And I think that what Jesus says is very instructive also over in Luke 19. In Luke 19, Jesus makes this statement after he is welcomed into the house of Zacchaeus, and he's concluding his dinner or his gathering with them, and he says in verse 10 of Luke 19, he says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save
that which was lost.
Yeah. So from that passage, it seems like even there, he's not saying that everyone will be saved.
Right. And I misspoke on that because I didn't mean that.
Exactly. No, I know. But I'm more addressing it, not so much because of your comment. I'm addressing it because I think there are people out there that practice what is referred to as universalism.
Which is
the unbiblical doctrine that everyone will be saved, regardless of their, you know, stripes, regardless of their beliefs or whatever. And I don't think that's biblical.
Yeah, I wish that were so. You know,
yeah,
I wish we could.
Yeah.
We were loving people like, you know, we're too. But yeah, we know it's not going to happen for everyone,
right.
Unfortunately.
Right. But Lord, we pray that those that might be in earshot of this podcast and hearing our words today, whether it's morning, noon, or night, that they would be saved. We ask you, Lord, to bless them, those that are listening, those that hear this, to come to a saving, believing knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that they might see your face in peace, Lord. Mm-hmm. And we just thank you, and we look forward to hearing those words one day. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom of God. So we want that, and we pray that in for all that are listening. In Jesus' name,
in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next time.